My name is Ray Park. You may know me as playing Darth Maul in the Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and also Solo at Star Wars Story. You're listening to Star Wars Stuff Podcast, The Force is Strong with You All. And remember, Sith Walk.
Hey, this is Dominic Pace, who plays Gecko the Bounty Hunter from The Mandalorian, letting you all know you are listening to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Wishing everybody all the best, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast, where we talk all things Star Wars. My name is Colin.
I'm Ray.
And we're here to talk about...
milk.
I thought we were past that.
Never.
Starting off with good things.
The strike!
The strike is over.
After 118 days.
118 days.
The strike is over. It surpassed the former longest actor strike, which was 95 days in the 1980s.
Yep. And then we also... have the Kevin Feige movie is not happening. We have the The Hunters game has been delayed until 2024. It keeps getting pushed back. And then we are going to talk about what you can do to celebrate Life Day.
So starting off with the strike news, my notes deleted themselves. So we're going to run off my memory, which is not great. But here we go. A tentative deal was reached. Essentially, what this means is that the studios and the union have come to an agreement. It now will go to the union board and they will vote on it. If they vote yes, then it goes to the union members, and the union members will then vote to ratify it, and then it'll go into effect. In the meantime, the union has allowed actors to return to work. So that means the strike is technically over. However, if this new deal is not ratified, then the strike could start again, but that would technically be a separate strike.
Yes.
But they could go back on strike if it does not go through.
So of what they're saying is true from a certain point of view. So it's over, but it's not over.
This strike is over, but it could start again.
Yes.
It's all up in the air, but the biggest thing was that an agreement was reached. Apparently, it was all-day deliberations between the studios and the union heads. I do have my notes from yesterday before it was announced that the strike ended. Back on Monday, November 6th, the 116th day of the actors' strike, SAG-AFTRA announced that it had rejected the studio's, quote, last, best, and final offer, because their biggest sticking point was the use of AI, which the protections that they wanted for AI were not in place in that proposal. It appears that the wording for the AI rules have been changed, and that is why they've accepted the deal. Apparently, they did not get everything that they were looking for, but they did get a lot of it. This last best final offer contained a clause that would allow the studios to obtain AI scans for Schedule F performers. Schedule F is like your big names. The article that I read specifically named like George Clooney. So you've got like your big leading names for a one-time fee. So they'd get an AI scan of the big name actor for a one-time fee. Once they do that, the studios would then be able to reuse those scans in perpetuity, however they like, without further compensating the actor and without getting the actor's consent. So let's say they get an AI scan of Mark Hamill.
Yes.
They then want to make propaganda and use Mark Hamill to support their idea. They can do that regardless of what Mark Hamill wants. So it could go against Mark Hamill's beliefs, and they could still do it because they have the AI scan.
Wow.
So it's essentially owning somebody's likeness.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And being able to use it however you want, which is incredibly terrifying.
Yeah.
The clause also contained a loophole. If the performer passed away, they could still use their likeness without the consent of the estate or paying the estate.
That's something I don't understand, just because of it's, to me, it's just been courtesy of getting permission from the families. For example, Carrie Fisher passed away, mm-hmm. and they had to get permission from Carrie's family.
Yes.
And they definitely gave consent.
Yeah, that's how it should go.
Yeah.
SAG was determined to secure permission for and compensation for reused scans. So essentially they're like, you can have the scans, but you need to get the actor's consent every time you use them, and you need to pay them every time you use them. There, Julie Dove was interviewed. She's a SAG-AFTRA member, and said, I do voiceover, and the idea that I could go in for one session and someone could just do whatever they wanted with my voice for the rest of eternity is pretty scary. And that whole idea surrounding AI is something that is like incredibly invasive and completely removes an actor's autonomy. But it goes beyond that, because if that deal were to go through like it was, it would have a cascading impact on the entertainment industry. Because if your actors are now AI, there's no need for food, craft services. There's no need for gaffers, grips, makeup, set department. Right. All of those jobs would disappear. So this issue has the ability to impact the entire entertainment industry top to bottom.
Wow.
Another thing that's really important to remember is that before this strike began, A24, this is a studio that makes independent films,
yeah.
usually low budget. They were able to meet all of SAG's requests, and they're a small studio. There are several small studios who were able to meet SAG's requests, and the big names claimed that they couldn't afford to. But a tiny studio could.
Interesting.
So it's definitely not about the money, and it was about the power.
Huh.
But there was a statement released to announce that the strike had ended,
yep.
from SAG. And I'll just read that. It says, we are thrilled and proud to tell you today that your TV and theatrical negotiating committee voted unanimously to approve a tentative agreement with the AMPTP. As of 12:01 a.m. on November 9, our strike is officially suspended and all picket locations are closed. In a contract valued at over $1 billion, we have achieved a deal of extraordinary scope that includes above-pattern minimum compensation increases, unprecedented provisions for consent and compensation that will protect members from the threat of AI, and for the first time establishes a streaming participation bonus. Our pension and health caps have been substantially raised, which will bring much-needed value to our plans. In addition, the deal includes numerous improvements for multiple categories, including outsized compensation increases for background performers and critical contract provisions protecting diverse communities. We have arrived at a contract that will enable SAG-AFTRA members from every category to build a sustainable career. Many thousands of performers now and into the future will benefit from this work. The full details of the agreement will not be provided until the tentative agreement is reviewed by the SAG-AFTRA National Board. So we're not going to find out the full details until the board votes,
yeah.
to approve the deal. So essentially, we'll find out when the union members find out. And then that could take at least a week, because they'll have to have time to read over it and then
right.
vote on it. So it could be a little bit before we know officially that, I mean, this strike is over, but officially that they won't be striking again.
Yeah.
And this is only a 3-year deal. I know there was quite a few people who were like, it's only a 3-year deal. You don't need to be so sticky on the AI. But if you don't get those AI provisions now, it's going to be even harder to get them in the future.
Yeah.
Because if you were to let a studio have at it with AI scans and then in 3 years say, okay, we're going to rein in the AI scans, it's going to be a lot harder to backtrack that.
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about. And I think a lot of people, where they don't understand of why the strike was happening, they were like, nobody cares. Like, just let things resume. It's like, you don't understand how this affects the entire film industry.
Oh my gosh. You just knocked 9 years off of my life because you kicked over your water bottle.
It was the force. Going back to the strike. Yes, it's over, but you're right. There holds that possibility of it continuing if the board and everyone doesn't agree.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully everything goes smoothly and we can go forward, because there's so many great projects out there. Because of the strike, you know, of this one first ended, that had caused trailers to come out for certain films, because we got Ghostbusters, we got Inside Out 2. Any day now, I'm expecting for the Star Wars trailers to come out for like Acolyte, for Andor Season 2, and of course Skeleton Crew, which is the next Star Wars project that's supposed to come out.
Yeah, I know. One thing that I did read was they got increases, I think it's pay increases, between 7% and 8%, which is the highest in 40 years.
Okay.
And I did read that as a union member, you need to make $26,000 a year in order to get health insurance.
Wow.
And so a lot of people weren't meeting that, so they weren't getting health insurance. So I'm sure like they could buy it themselves, but for somebody who does acting professionally, if you are not making $26,000, you're not getting health insurance.
Yeah.
That was also, I think, one of the things that they wanted in there, was to make it easier for people to obtain health insurance.
This is from one of our listeners. These studios can build an entire library of actors and actresses that they can pull from to create new movies. That will allow studios to maximize their profits by never again having to pay new cast members any type of salary, because no new actors, actresses will even be needed. That's basically of what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of terrifying. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it, but basically to me, it doesn't seem right. It feels weird to be like, now we own your likeness, we own your voice, we own all that stuff. Would they pay them every time they used it or no?
Originally, no.
Oh, wow.
They would get paid one time, and then they could use their AI likeness whenever and however they wanted for no additional money.
That's crazy.
So, and I know SAG was like, no, you're going to get consent and pay every time you use them. Hopefully, yeah, that was one of the things that went through in the deal. Yeah, it's just AI is so scary to me. Because I was listening to a podcast that was discussing the issues of AI coming up, and they played a clip of Biden just saying the most nonsensical stuff, and it was AI.
Yeah.
I could not tell. It sounded exactly like him. So you could take anybody's voice and make them say whatever they want.
Yeah.
And it's then they said it's back and forth. Who's to say if it's real or not?
Right.
Because you can't just say, oh, I didn't say that. Well, we have you on recording, but that could be artificially created.
Yeah.
And that just absolutely scares me.
It's a very terrifying thing. And hopefully all parties agree to the deal that they have made. Everything can go forward, and then everything is happening fairly. Because to me, that's the most important thing going forward. But speaking of going forward, what does this mean for Star Wars?
Well, now, I guess because they use a little bit of AI,
yes,
when it comes to young Luke in The Mandalorian.
That was a deep fake.
That's partially AI.
Yes.
It's, I mean, for them, I don't know if they were or not. That's beside the point, kind of. But they will now, Mark Hamill's now ensured that, because his likeness is reappearing, he will be getting money for that.
Good.
Not to say that they weren't paying him before. I honestly have no idea. It's not something I ever looked into. It's kind of comforting to know that the people who are creating all of this content that we consume,
yeah,
are going to be like fairly compensated and respected. Feels a little better to be consuming it in a way. But now that the strike is over, projects will start resuming. So it could still be a little bit, because I can't imagine many actors are returning to work today, because, I mean, you have to like send out all the call sheets and everything.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be a few days before the work continues. But
absolutely.
As somebody who, when I was in film school, worked as the continuity supervisor, it's because it's been so long, it's kind of difficult to know how it will just the time span will impact projects, because it's been so long.
Yeah.
People's haircuts have changed. Maybe they grew a beard. Like, who's to say? Like, that's something that's going to have to be taken into consideration. Because if you stopped, because you don't film an entire scene in one day. You sometimes film it over the course of a few days.
Yep.
So if you stopped filming and you only have half the scene, you now have to cut with an 118 day time span instead of just a day or so.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much continuity errors will be popping up in like recent projects until they start getting like past that. I do know that a lot of projects that were slated for a 2024 release have been pushed back to 25 at the earliest. And like everything's just kind of been pushed back. I know a lot of TV series, because usually the fall is when you start new seasons of series.
Yeah.
I think Bob Iger said that they're going to try to salvage half of a season.
Of what?
Of like TV. Because Bob Iger is in charge of Disney, and Disney owns literally everything. So any ABC shows that are happening, I mean, they haven't been happening. So it will probably be a slow start back to creating the stuff. It's a start nonetheless.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll also be able to hear from actors about like Ahsoka, because we haven't, Ahsoka happened during the strike.
Really weren't getting any red carpet premieres. There were some people that, like, for example, there was Indiana Jones. They technically did have a red carpet premiere, and they also had like a fan outing too for Ahsoka as well.
Yes, that the fan events for Ahsoka were because they could not do a premiere.
Yeah.
So they invited people to attend a premiere.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Which was strike breaking. Because they were taking the place of the celebrities that would have been appearing at the premiere. So yeah, it was so strange to watch like so many people attend these fan events. And I'm like, it's technically scabbing.
Yeah.
So it was so wild to watch.
Going forward, we can get back on track, because now we've got Skeleton Crew, Acolyte, and Andor Season 2 all coming out next year, including the game Star Wars Outlaws and possibly Star Wars Hunters. Star Wars Hunters, I called it the Hunger Games earlier.
Yeah.
The new Hunters game. I played a demo of it at Star Wars Celebration 2022. It's kind of like this arena game where you can be not just, you know, your standard Jedi and Sith, but there is like a Jedi droid. There are Jawas that are on each other's shoulders, and they all have blasters. And there's like Wookiee Brute, and there's just a bunch of different things in there where I was like, this is pretty cool. And you'll basically be able to team up, play online with friends and stuff. But this game has been in the works for a very long time, so I never thought that it was actually going to happen. But now it sounds like it's actually happening. So Kevin Feige was supposed to do a Star Wars movie. He's not doing it anymore.
Yeah, from the sounds of it, it sounds like it got stuck in developmental hell.
Yeah.
Which essentially, an idea for a movie is brought to a studio. If the studio takes it, it goes into development. Yeah. A lot of projects die in development, and we don't even know about them. So it sounds like it kind of just got stuck in development hell and didn't make it out.
I think he really, really, really wanted to do it. But with the way the Marvel is going on right now, I think he's like, man, I need to get back to my child and like help them out, because Marvel's been having projects left and right. Either they're really great or it's a swing and a miss. So I think he wants to focus his time there, because I think after phase 3 of Marvel, and I know we're talking about Marvel, but I think after phase 3 of Marvel, I think it's like, I left the franchise in a very successful state. I think I can walk away and possibly work on other projects and maybe come back here and there. But then, you know, you've got just shows that aren't doing as great as I think everyone thought it was going to be. So I think he's mainly focusing his stuff back on Marvel, just because to me, Marvel really needs it right now. It's okay not to like something, even though someone else likes it. That's totally okay. But I think the majority is people are saying it's kind of lacking right now. My guess is that after Marvels and then the season two finale of Loki, I think people will be very excited. That's all I'm going to say about that. But yeah. And then.
Wait, what do you mean that's all you're going to say about that? Have you seen them?
I just know stuff.
Okay, don't tell me.
Well, I
don't tell
I
me.
I just said.
Don't tell me.
I'm so excited. I was going to leave it.
I'm so excited for the Loki premiere. There are so many possibilities. Somebody stop me because I will go off on a Loki rant for like 2 hours.
Okay. Life Day is coming up.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm just okay. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. As somebody who loves character development, Loki's just
save
like
it.
The pinnacle of character analysis. That's all I'll say.
Save it for the Marvel Stuff podcast.
That's all I'll say. But he's just so... He's the perfect character to analyze. So that's why I'm so obsessed.
You're such a nerd.
Yeah.
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 All of us are. All right. We got Life Day coming up on November 17th. For those who don't know that much about Life Day, Life Day started back in 1978, a year after A New Hope. And
why was I gonna say The Force Awakens?
After Force Awakens 2015. No,
no, because you said 78.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of like paused and I was like, yeah, Force Awakens. No, that's not Force Awakens.
No.
wow.
but yeah, no, I really like that holiday just because it's so nerdy. And last year I had the opportunity with going to a couple of friends to Galaxy's Edge, and I bought this wonderful Snuggie right here. We had Life Day orbs, and we were just kind of walking around Galaxy's Edge. If you've never seen it, you can't buy a physical copy. It's not in stores. It's not in Disney Plus. You have to go on YouTube to find it.
It's the holiday special, right?
Yes, yeah. So you just type in the Star Wars Holiday Special, and it will pop up there. There's some elements that are really great. There are some elements that are just like, oh, this happened.
There's a reason it's hard to find.
Princess Leia sings at one point, and you've got Chewie's family. There's a lot of great things.
Okay. Now, can you explain what is Life Day? Like, what are they celebrating? What's the traditions?
So, during the holiday special, Han is trying to get Chewie home for Life Day. Essentially, it's Christmas, and they get back. Wow, there's a lot of people commenting about the holiday special.
Anyway, explaining Life Day.
Sorry. I was like, ooh. But yeah, no. Basically, he's trying to get Chewie home and to celebrate Life Day, where they celebrate life. And there's Kashyyyk, the home planet of the Wookiees. It's a very spiritual planet. The Wookiees are very spiritual. They talk to the trees. We actually got our first look at Kashyyyk in the holiday special. And a lot of people who didn't watch the holiday special were like, no, we first saw the homeworld of the Wookiees in Revenge of the Sith. And I was like, you should watch the holiday special. There's small things there where I just look back and I think it's funny. Because, for example, there's the stormtroopers that are walking around that in Chewie's home. And they're holding the blaster by the handle, but then they're holding it by the stock. And it's very interesting. Yeah. George Lucas tried to destroy every copy that was ever made.
But even though the internet wasn't a thing, you can never erase anything.
No, you can't. And don't worry, we will be watching the holiday special on Life Day. Ray's never watched it all the way through.
Nope.
It's gonna be great.
But I have to work on Life Day. We talked about this last week, or maybe the week before. We've talked about this.
Did you just go into your Yelena impression?
Okay, so here's the thing. I will just randomly start doing weird accents.
Yeah, I've known you for a long time.
They're not even like properly done accents. It's just my voice just starts changing it up a little bit.
Whenever I hear a voice, I'm just in the mood for hot sauce and macaroni.
Yeah, I will devolve into Yelena from Black Widow.
Or really off topic.
Jester LaVore from Critical Role. Or just some random variation of British.
Okay. So
fun facts about me.
So for Life Day, you can watch the holiday special. You can make Wookiee cookies. If you're going to Galaxy's Edge, there's always fun stuff they're doing over there. They're always selling stuff. There's always a group picture. Last year, I'm just going to say something out of context, and Ray's going to have no idea, but there is a chef that has four arms, and their main line in the show is "Whipster, Whipster, Whip, Whipster," and it's just the funniest thing because Chewie's wife is watching a cooking show.
Is it like the space Martha Stewart?
Kind of.
Amazing.
It's terrifying.
It's a holiday special. I would not expect it to be anything less than terrifying.
One of the greatest things that came out of the holiday special, which is kind of crazy if you think about it, if we never get the holiday special, we probably would not have the Mandalorian.
Wow.
Because his rifle is from the Mandalorian TV show. His rifle in the show is from the holiday special.
Yes.
And then they actually sort of reference this short where in the Book of Boba Fett, he wants to ride the Rancor, and then the guy's like, it might be a challenge. And he's like, I have rode something larger. And they're referring to the giant dinosaur creature that he rides in the holiday special. And they mentioned the holiday special in the first episode of The Mandalorian. And there's just a lot of elements from that that are brought into the world and the galaxy of The Mandalorian.
Okay, so there's this like trope, this sect of Star Wars fans that think that Disney is ruining Star Wars, right? That they're destroying George Lucas's legacy. I think the funniest thing is that they're taking something George Lucas created and regretted so much he tried to destroy it, and they're continuously working to make it canon.
Yes.
That is the funniest thing to me ever.
Yep, and you can find a bunch of merchandise over at Galaxy's Edge. It's all there. There's like a bunch of it. There's robes. There's a Chewie plush wearing a Life Day robe and holding a Life Day orb. It's fantastic. So if you haven't watched it, check it out. We'll definitely be celebrating that weekend. And then if you check out the High Republic, the Adventures of Young Jedi Adventures, you can actually see some characters from the High Republic book show up in that. But also, you will also see a small holiday Life Day kind of special in one of those episodes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know, it tracks back thousands of years. So if you don't know that much about the Life Day, watch the holiday special, brush up on it. It's fantastic.
Life Day 2023.
With that being said, I think that's it for this week.
Best day of the year. Parks and Rec.
No. I get it, but to me, it's Star Wars Day.
Okay.
Black Spire Day.
Okay.
That's like the best holiday.
The second best day of the year.
You're not getting any gifts this year.
No, I know. I wasn't expecting any from you because we're not friends.
Of what you say is true.
Shut up.
All right.
Watch yourself, or we might actually not be friends.
Oh. I think that's everything.
Yeah. Sounds to be about it.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, hashtag used to be Twitter. Now it's X.
The app that was formerly known as Twitter.
X-Force.
I will not call it X.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you can find us on Instagram at Star Stuff Podcast. You can find us on X at Stuff Pod. You can also find us on Thread, Star Stuff Podcast. You can support us on Patreon for new exclusive content at Star Wars Stuff Podcast 2187 on patreon.com. We're also on TikTok. Go and check us out. We're posting like every day.
Yep.
Every day. Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Yeah. Email starwarsstuffpodcast@gmail.com.
I hope the face palm comes through in the audio.
And you can find us on Facebook, Star Wars Stuff Group, and Star Wars Stuff Podcast page. Twitch, Star Wars Stuff Gaming. Again, we would not be doing it. We would not be doing this if it wasn't for you guys. Thank you so much for listening. May the Force be with you.
Always. Oh, you did it with me this time. David, please include that.
And then we're going to cut, and then Ray, you're going to read off.
Oh, dang it.
Why can't you just use the audio from last time?
Okay, we'll do that because I don't think we gained anyone new. All right. With that being said, thank you so much, David.
I'm sorry. Well, why am I saying I'm sorry? You're the one who lost the car.
It's all your fault. I'll find it. I don't know what happened to it. I'll find it.
Your disappointment to us all. Thank you so much to our amazing Patreon supporters on the purple tier: Hayden Huser, Darth Ace One, Liam McKillen, TX Vader 76, Chris Simpson, Kevin Langlier, Devin McCaffrey, Drew Peters, Zach Netzel. On the red tier: Fenrir 526, Maya Morris. In the black tier: Maka Tautala, Nathan Shank, and Evan Opiker. Thank you so much for your support.